DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 44 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 28. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, 48. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we wrap up 2022 and get ready for the new year, some tax experts, including Carl Carlson, the founder and CEO of Carlson Financial, says that if you have made more money now than what you did at the beginning of the year, it may be time for you to look at changing your tax status before January 1st.
If you're married, filing joint, and maybe it's about half this if you're single, but if you're married, filing joint, and you make less than $83,000 taxable income, so you could make almost $100,000, and then you have your standard deductions, that'll take you down to that $83,000. But if you're below $83,000, the capital gains tax rate is 0%. Maybe knock off your standard deductions. Now you're down to $35,000. Well, you've got this whole window all the way up to $83,000 that you could have a capital gain and not pay any tax on it.
Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for. And we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says that weather conditions were being blamed for an accident that happened between a semi and a car that happened on Thursday morning in western Kansas. As WIBW reports, the event happened on Thursday morning where one individual was sent to the hospital with serious injuries after the accident that happened on I-70 in Sherman County, roughly 3 miles east of the Kansas-Colorado state line. According to the crash logs from the Kansas Highway Patrol, they say a 2018 Ford Escape was traveling west on I-70 when it struck the rear end of a 2023 Freightliner semi-trailer. They say that the weather conditions with low visibility contributed to the collision. The driver of the car was transported to the Goodland Regional Medical Center with serious injuries. The driver of the semi was reported uninjured in the event. In other news, a Nebraska man has been arrested in Jackson County, Kansas due to drug charges. WIBW reports a 27-year-old Pablo Fabella, along with 33-year-old Roberto Renteria, were arrested on an alleged traffic violation after illegal drugs were seized from the vehicle. Mid-America Network News.
Get a $70 reward card or Visa virtual account with your purchase of four new select Michelin winter passenger or light truck tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Now through the end of December, you purchase any qualifying set of tires and turn your reward in, you'll get $70 back. $70 redemption from Michelin. Available at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. See store for complete details. Mike's OK Tire, offering tire sales, service, and front-end alignments.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Grand Island Casino Resort at Fauner Park has officially opened for business after the ceremonial ribbon cutting on Tuesday and individuals coming in to check out the slots. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, that the renovation includes 300 slot machines that were installed in less than 90 days of the construction. As officials with the casino say, they're pretty excited to be part of the community.
We love the community. We're Midwestern folks, and the folks here in Grand Island, you know, really stood out to us as our kind of people, and we thought that we could make a difference for the community. We've done, you know, we're involved in our communities as we operate in.
That was Dan Keel, the CEO of the Elite Casino Resorts on KSNB Local Channel 4. They say the temporary casino right now is only the beginning of what is yet to come, with bigger projects in mind. They also say that 20% of their revenues go directly into original property tax relief funds, giving tax relief to the community. Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. TC Energy advised Thursday afternoon that they have completed repairs and testing to the Cushing section of the Keystone Pipeline to support a safe return to service and have initiated a controlled restart of the segment. Cleanup of the nearly 14,000 barrels of oil spilled in Washington County earlier this month continues. The investigation as to the cause has not been determined. A contentious debate between adjacent landowners and the Marysville City Council went on for 2.5 hours at Tuesday night's meeting after council proposed condemnation of shoreline property at the Country Club Lake that would allow continued public access for fishing. Chris and Deb Schrader challenged the council that the city had not adequately maintained the shoreline until they had purchased adjacent property and cleaned the site. They had met with Parks and Recreation Committee twice previously in efforts to come to an agreement that would allow access for public fishing. A back-and-forth confrontation included accusation by the Schraders that the city had not met conditions requested, thus forcing them to withdraw the proposal. The mayor and several committee members took issue, noting that the properties involved were on a public lake with maintenance and fish stocking funded by the city. It appeared that litter left behind and who would determine individual access were the primary issues, and the city held that the lake had been public access for over 50 years. Valerie and Steve Prell also spoke along the same lines and went back and forth with council members as to specifics of previous meetings and conversations, asking in conclusion that the council not move forward with property condemnation. A unanimous motion was passed later that the matter be tabled until additional information, including conversation with the individual in charge of the state program that provides funding for the lake, is available to respond. Elizabeth Kish will be our guest on the Public Affairs program this weekend. She's with Kansas State University, and we'll talk about breaking down and achieving goals going into the new year.
If you take a little bit of a longer view, incremental or step by step, you can get a lot done. And if we think about it, we all have, I think it's 168 hours in a week. And how much of that do we actually use to achieve our goals, whatever they are, personal, financial, health goals? And some things really do just take an hour a week, but you can make a big amount of progress on a project for an hour or two a week on a regular basis.
Establishing New Year's goals will be the topic of our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Elizabeth Kish noted that small habits can create big results.
For example, I'm a big reader, and I feel like sometimes I don't read as much as I would like to. And so I read somewhere that if you just develop a habit of reading like 7 minutes a day, over time, you're going to finish books. And you might then extend it if you have more time, but just that 7 minutes a day can really make a big difference. It's same with fitness goals. We usually talk about 15 to 20 minutes as a sort of minimum entry point. And if that was all you did was walk 20 minutes a day at a pretty brisk pace, I think you would be heart health-wise in pretty good shape.
Kenneth E. Kenny Shane, age 81 of Washington, passed away December 27th. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Monday 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 4 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Shane.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center warehouses are packed and they need to move inventory out. With large capacity washers with agitators and dryers, $4.99 each. Reclining sofas and reclining love seats, $5.88. Your choice of colors. As always, free shipping within 100 miles on all purchases over $2.99. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Conditions still staying drier over the weekend before a chance for some rain showers moves in on Monday. Some sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. A bit warmer on Saturday, partly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And staying cloudy over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Partly sunny skies on Sunday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. And still cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Some rain showers will move in on Monday, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid 40s and mid 50s. Southeast winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. And a slight chance for some rain and snow showers over Monday night with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Southwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Clearing up on Tuesday, partly sunny with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s, and mostly cloudy Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late December 40, record high on this date 69, the average low 20 and the record low minus 9. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:13.
While we are blowing noisemakers and sipping champagne, how will the rest of the world welcome in the new year? A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 30th. It is the 364th day of the year, and Monkees member Davy Jones and Mike Naismith were both born on this day. In America, New Year festivities over the weekend will include a glass of champagne, a midnight countdown, and maybe a few fireworks. You might be surprised by traditions in some other countries. In a small village in Peru, men engage in voluntary fist fights. The idea is to end unfinished business and start the new year fresh. The Irish have been known to bang bread loaves against the wall to rid the coming year of evil spirits. The Swiss believe tossing ice cream on the floor will usher in a year of abundance. And in the Philippines, wearing polka dot clothing is a custom. In fact, all things round are celebrated as a symbol of the cyclical nature of life. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
The Main Dish in downtown Marysville is deeply thankful for their customers and extends best wishes to you and your family for a happy and healthy new year.
Season's greetings from M&R Auto in Frankfort, wishing everyone safe travels this holiday season and into the new year.
As you celebrate the joy of this Christmas season, may your home be filled with light and love, warmth and peace and joy. From B&W Electric in Hanover.
May your home be filled with endless joy this Christmas season and spent with the ones you love the most from Marysville Livestock. Merry Christmas and the warmest of wishes this new year.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is a big weekend for the Kansas City Chiefs as their next-to-last game of the regular season as they remain at home at Arrowhead Stadium taking on the Denver Broncos for a noon kickoff on New Year's Day. The Chiefs are coming off their big victory against the Seattle Seahawks last weekend at 24-10 on Christmas Eve and still remain at the top of the AFC West at 12-3 for their overall season. The Broncos are at the bottom of the AFC West at 4-11 as the Broncos are trying to regain some motivation of the announcement earlier this week from first-year head coach for the Broncos, Nathaniel Hackett, being fired by the organization. The Denver Broncos are coming off a devastating loss against the Los Angeles Rams last week, 51-14. Russell Wilson threw three interceptions and was sacked six times in the game. After this matchup, the Kansas City Chiefs go onto the road for the final game of the season to take on the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday, January 8th, before playoff season begins. The Raiders have also been struggling, sitting at number three in the AFC West at 6-9 for the overall season.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you.
It's the final bowl game for Kansas sports as the number 11 Kansas State Wildcats are headed to the Sugar Bowl to take on the number 5 Alabama Crimson Tide. The Wildcats are going into the matchup sitting number 2 in the Big 12 Conference just behind TCU, but did beat TCU for the Big 12 Championship. Their overall record finished at 10-3 for the season. Alabama's going into the matchup at 10-2 for the overall record and number 1 in the SEC West. Kickoff for the game is on Saturday, New Year's Eve at 11 a.m. College hoops also in action this weekend again as well after a week off with Kansas State sitting at home taking on number 24 West Virginia. That tip-off is at 6 p.m. after they came out victorious over Radford last weekend 73-65. In Jayhawk basketball, the Jayhawks are at home against the Oklahoma State Cowboys with Saturday tip-off at 1 p.m. Kansas is still sitting number 4 in the national AP polls after their latest victory against Harvard last weekend 68-54. The Jayhawks are number 2 in the Big 12 Conference with Kansas State sitting number 3 in the Big 12 Conference, both at 11-1.
Thursday night basketball action in girls play. Dillard Odell took Tri-County 58-47. Tri-County boys held the nightcap 59-23 over Dillard Odell.
How about those Wildcats? A third Big 12 championship.
Kansas State.
I don't think he made it.
Alabama.
He did not. K-State stops Kid Ray Miller at the one.
It's the Sugar Bowl. Live from Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. New Year's Eve.
It's good. The Wildcats are champions of the Big 12.
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crownover Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crownover Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
Don't let winter or a lack of outdoor growing space stop you from gardening year-round. Add some greenery indoors and elevate your mood, reduce stress, and improve your indoor air quality. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Boost the flavor and nutrition of winter meals by growing microgreens and herbs in a sunny window or under artificial lights. Energy and space-efficient LED lights help increase indoor growing success. Set a few plants on or near your desk or other workspace. They'll help reduce stress when working at your desk or tackling homework at the end of a long day. Take advantage of your bathroom's high humidity. Grow ferns, orchids, bromeliads, and other humidity-loving plants in this space. Grow lavender, rosemary, chamomile, and other soothing herbs in your bedroom. Just give the plants a pet to release their fragrance into the air before crawling into bed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
He's the biggest steer on record, a beef that was over 16 feet in length and weighed well over 2 tons. In fact, he was such a sight to see, the city of Kokomo, Indiana, made sure you can still see him today. The story is part of our Best of 2022 series. This next on the American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In 1902, a calf was born on Mike and John Murphy's farm near Kokomo, Indiana. The steer grew at a fast rate, weighing a ton at 20 months of age. Old Ben, as he was known, was a regular feature at local fairs and even the state fair for people to see. But as Sherry Matlock explains, an accident put an end to Ben's tour circuit.
In 1910, that February, he was 8 years old, and unfortunately there was an accident. He slipped on some ice, broke his leg. He was not able to recover, and he had to be put down at the age of 8.
But Ben was destined to live on, in a sense.
His beef was shipped to Indianapolis and made into Frankfurters, and the farmers hired a taxidermist from New York to stuff him for posterity.
At the time of his death, Ben was 16 feet from nose to tail, 6.5 feet tall at his shoulder, and weighed close to 4,800 pounds.
The farmers in Miami County kept him on the farm and showed in the taxidermied form for a few years. The farmers donated him to the city of Kokomo, where the city possibly paid $300 for old Ben.
A pavilion was built in Kokomo's Highland Park in 1989, where Ben resides today. Old Ben is truly a Big Ben, the largest steer on record.
As far as we know, that world record still remains. Back in, I believe, the 1960s, Ripley used him in an exhibit of Ripley's Believe It or Not.
And you too can see the very large steer that once went on tour to fairs and now resides in the city park where many visitors travel each year. Traveling the countryside in Kokomo, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.
It's not in a horse's nature to be cooped up in a stall all day long. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There's something wrong with a horse that is constantly walking around his stall as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If
you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
You can often tell a horse's mood just by watching it in the stall. Horses that are bored or nervous can't be still. They consistently walk circles or pace back and forth to expend energy and calm themselves. This is called stall walking, and it's a hard habit to break. Carrie Williams is the equine extension specialist with Rutgers Equine Science Center in New Jersey. She says constant stall walking is hard on the horse's legs. The hooves may wear unevenly, and it can develop joint and tendon problems from walking very small circles and tight turns. The constant action can also be detrimental to the stall.
If you don't have a concrete floor with mats, they could run ruts in the base of the stall. It doesn't matter how hard the ground is tamped, but if it's not a concrete base, they could destroy the bottoms of the stalls. You can go through an awful lot of bedding that way, because typically with these sorts of horses, you have to strip the stall daily just to put in clean, fresh bedding, and they just destroy it every day.
Once stall walking starts, it's hard to stop. Williams says there are some things you can try to decrease the behavior, such as giving horses toys.
Hang things like milk jugs, or they have, you know, scented apples and things you can hang from the ceiling. Any of those little jolly balls with the handles, something that they could play with. Also providing more hay, something that they can eat instead of chewing on the walls. They will probably stop walking if they actually have something to eat.
If you can, turn the horse out more often so it can exercise and work off pent-up energy. Williams says if all else fails, give it a buddy. Perhaps a goat or a miniature horse will calm the animal's nerves and give it somebody to play with. Learn more about quieting a stall walker at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. Plays a big role in our world and our relationships. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. Money is a powerful force, whether in a country, a marriage, or a business. For me, what Jesus said about serving two masters really sums up money's power. If you are serving money or material things, you can't serve God, and vice versa. We were created to live in community, in relationship with others, whether it be our families, our neighbors, or our friends. When we put money first, it can get in the way of healthy relationships. Money and material things are what God gives you to manage, but relationships centered in love are the why of our time on earth. And that is how to be wise and thrive. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
Push to get minority students interested in careers in food and agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
The nation is facing a looming problem. More and more farmers are fast approaching retirement age. We need to build up the pipeline for the next generation for the ag sector fast, or we're in trouble.
That's Shavonda Jacobs-Young, USDA's chief scientist and also undersecretary for research, education, and economics. At a recent World Food Prize event, Jacobs-Young promoted a new USDA program aimed at recruiting students to pursue ag education.
And it's focused on creating opportunity for those underserved by USDA programs. The program invests $250 million in minority-serving institutions to create career development opportunities in agriculture for next-gen scholars.
Jacobs-Young says there's more.
This is just one of the competitive funding opportunities that we are currently offering that aim to attract, inspire, and retain talented students at minority-serving institutions for careers in food, agriculture, and related disciplines.
For more information on the Next Gen program, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Start your new year with a new career. Come join the team at Landall Company as they look to make 2023 the best year yet. Landall in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, fabrication, technical writer, engineering clerk, and a traveling service tech position based out of Texas. Career advancement opportunities available. Enhanced wages start at $15.75 up to $21.95, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, life insurance, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for more information. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome at Landall Company in Marysville. Go online at Landall.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiden. Data monitoring could be the next big thing on your dairy farm. You want to make sure that you're investing in the system that best fits your farm management style and needs. Sarah Anderson, Monitoring Success Specialist at AllFlex Livestock Intelligence, help us get an idea of what system might fit best, which are the most popular systems, and how to maximize the benefit and common challenges. Joanna Guza has more.
Data monitoring could be the next big move on your dairy farm. You want to make sure that you're investing in a system that best fits your farm management style and needs. Today, we are joined by Sarah Anderson. She's the Monitoring Success Specialist at AllFlex Livestock Intelligence to help get an idea of what system might fit best, most popular systems, how to maximize the benefit, and some common challenges. Sarah, let's start from the beginning. From someone that is just looking at investing in a data monitoring system, how should a farm select a data monitoring system that best fits their operation?
Well, I think if you're looking into putting monitoring on your cows, I think it's important to to determine what your goals are with that system. And from there, work closely with your local dealer to decide which system best aligns with those goals. You know, maybe talk to multiple dealers and get a feel for them. Go on farm and contact areas that are already using a system and ask about their experience. They ask about the support that they've gotten from their dealer. Support's a really important piece of the puzzle here. Monitoring them can be a large investment, really, with a lot of opportunities. But if there's not strong support from the supplier, it likely isn't going to live up to its fullest potential in the long run.
And that's a good future ag news on this Friday, December the 30th. We wish you a happy new year. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Tis the season for savings at Rusty Egg Ford. We are spreading joy and cheer, and we have the new Fords you're looking for at prices you'll love with customer cash rebates. Plus, take advantage of finance offers as low as 1.9% APR for up to 66 months. And when you buy your new Ford at Rusty Egg Ford, you will make no payments up to March 2023. Celebrate this season with a new Ford from Rusty Egg Ford. And financing offers as low as 1.9% APR for up to 66 months. And you'll make no payments up to March 2023. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
From all of us here at Rusty Eck Ford, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Plus tax and fees only. Payment of $15.15 per thousand of finance. No payment for up to 90 days upon approval credit with Ford credit. Interest accrues from time of purchase. These offers cannot be combined with others and expire at the end of the month.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Crops and cash the check in December? There are a lot of options, but it also depends on your net income and your tax situation on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Are assessing their net income going into December and deciding if this year is likely to be better than next or vice versa. The numbers will help with year-end tax strategies.
Sean Williamson is a CPA with the Fick, Eggemeyer, and Williamson firm in St. Louis, Missouri. He says if you've had a great year, you might accelerate expenses and defer revenue. But don't sit on your December checks, because a check in hand is revenue, regardless if you cash it this month or in January.
You have a check dated December 2nd, and it somehow doesn't get deposited until January, the IRS is going to be awfully suspicious that you didn't really have that check in hand until January. The grain elevators, they can say, oh yeah, we mailed that check out November 29th. That could get an IRS agent agitated if they find that you've been holding checks with the purposes of deferring the revenue into the following year.
If you're losing money, Williamson recommends reversing the strategy. In this case, accelerate revenue and defer expenses.
You might say, why would I ever accelerate revenue? Well, you might do that to make a banker happy and also to smooth out your revenue. So if you're losing $100,000 in a given year, if you have the option of moving $50,000 or $60,000 back into December and showing a $40,000, $50,000 loss instead of a $100,000 loss.
He says another reason not to show a huge loss is that losses over $100,000 tend to invite IRS audits. I'm Jody Henke. Find more year-end tax timing tips at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Friday, the final Friday of 2022. Also on Monday, remember, the markets will be closed. So the markets are in holiday season, holiday mode, if you will, right now. Corn for March at 678.5. That's down one. Earlier, corn was in the plus side. Now they're in the minus side. Corn for May at 677.75. That's down 1.25. Kansas City wheat for March, 883.25. That's up 16.75 currently. May wheat, Kansas City, 877.75. That's up 16.5. March oats, 367.75. That's down 2.25 right now. May oats up a quarter at 365. January soybeans, 15.19 and a quarter right now. That's up 12 and a half. Soybeans for March, 15.26, and that's up 9.5 currently. Cotton for March, 84.18. That's up $1.51. Cotton for May, 84.24. That's up $1.51 as well. Live cattle for December, down $3.67.5 right now. That's at 154.82. Live cattle for February, 158.25. That's down 80 cents. Feeder cattle for January, 183.37. That's down 42.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March, down 77.5 cents right now at 186. Looking at crude oil for February right now, up 72 cents at 79.13. Gold currently for February, 18.28 and 90 cents. That's up $2.90. Silver for March, $24.75. That's down 17.5 cents. The Dow down 236, S&P down 32, NASDAQ down 107. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special cow sale in conjunction with the regular cattle auction this Friday, December the 30th, starts selling at 11 a.m. We'll have 46 choice black and black balance for first calf heifers, red to low birth weight bulls for February to April calving. There'll be 100 home raised black and red Angus cows, 4 to 6 years old with Angus and semi-Angus sires, September to November calves by side. Cows will be disposed back since November 21. There'll be 30 reputation Hereford cows, 3 to 6 years old, bred to Hereford bulls for late January, February calving. We'll have 2 estate dispersals consisting of 175 black, white face, and 60 red Angus cows, 3 years to short and solid. They'll start calving February 10th through April. Be 45 Angus cows, 7 to 8 years old, bred to Angus and Hereford bulls for February, March calves. We'll have more bred cows and cow-calf pairs by sale time. More information on this special cow sale to be held Friday, December 30th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
In the state of Kansas alone, there are over 30,000 farms that are not using rollover protective structures on their farming equipment. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Tawny Larson, K-State Project Coordinator with the Department of Biological and Agricultural Engineering, gives insight on a possible rollover protective structure rebate program for Kansas.
We're working with some other states in the area, and our goal is to get funding from the legislators in our state and fund a rebate program to help people that utilize tractors that do not have a ROPS, which is a roll bar protective structure. Basically, it creates a box around where the driver is sitting so that if that tractor is to tip or roll over, that the person sitting there is protected. We're trying to reduce the number of deaths and injuries within agriculture. So as much as we can do to protect the people that grow our food and they're parts of our small communities, the farmers and ranchers are really the lifeblood of Kansas. And this rebate program would be able to bring down the price of a roll bar structure from about $1,200 to $500.
Larson describes the financial importance of having a ROPS device.
We've had some research done, and basically the cost to a farm family if there's a result in a fatality from an overturn is over $775,000. And that doesn't include, of course, the loss of life and the emotional issues that go along with losing someone that is the lead producer a lot of times. So for a cost of like $500, you can call it insurance if you want, but it really is an important piece of equipment that would be on that tractor for the rest of the time that the tractor is being used. It's not something you have to replace unless you have a rollover, and then it does need to be replaced. But it would be something that could really make a difference someday.
She goes on to explain the process of obtaining a ROPS device and where people can find more information.
The main idea is that it will be very simple for the farmer. There's an online sign up or they can call in, they get on a waiting list, and then we will help them through our database and our resources to pick the proper ROPS device. And then all they need to do, they get approval, they go out and they have it installed, send us back the information, and we are able to write them a check and get that back out to them so that they're not out $1,200. They're out possibly $500 or less if we can get it down. There is a lot of information available on rollovers, and it is located on the National Program website. It is ROPS4U.org, and the 4 is the number 4, and the U is the letter U. And we do have other information available. They could email or contact me at tawny@ksu.edu.
That's K-State Project Coordinator with the Department of Biological and Agricultural Engineering, Tawny Larson, with insight on a possible rollover protective structure rebate program in Kansas. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Shop a great selection of outerwear, including Harrier, Murren, and Wrangler at Fashion Direct in Marysville. Also featuring boots, including Timberland Pro, Harrier, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin Durango, plus Red Wing shoes. There's Double H boots and more. Outerwear and boots at Fashion Direct in Marysville. Plus online at Valley Vet and Fashion Direct. Take advantage of their Christmas clearance sale. Up to 50% off. Hurry while supplies last. Go online to valleyvet.com.
KNDY. Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.